Goldie Dorr, no, Mary Beth, Humphrey, Jim Maloney, Herb,
yes.
No, I'm just noting everybody that's here. All right, minutes are going around. I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion in just a minute.
Herb, second, Mary Beth. Discussion on, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so good. Resolutions. 187, appointing members to the Ulster County Railroad Advisory Committee, Ulster County Legislature. So moved. Okay, second?
Second.
Discussion. Why are we appointing people to a board that we're in litigation with?
Well, we're in litigation with them because of a action that was taken by the county executive about taking them off there, but that has really nothing to do with this board, because we're looking at trying to figure out, you know, because everybody's getting emails, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're getting them, and, you know, it's time that we need to take a look at this and actually make a policy decision of our own so we can actually examine this issue in detail, because we're getting different numbers and so on, and so I think we need to take a look at it, and then we'll... So the legislative body can make a decision.
I just wanted to clarify that the county was enforcing our lease, and it was the railroad that sued the county to get that injunction from us from enforcing the lease. So it was the railroad that sued the county. We didn't sue the railroad.
Well, that's
hold on. I do know that the county attorney has requested that the legislature go into executive session.
This is just for us to pass along to the legislature.
That's because they were told they couldn't operate. So in other words, they were shut down.
Okay, all right, hold on. Are you speaking for the railroad people?
No.
Okay, so...
No, I'm just saying that they, you know, okay. There's some fuzzy information.
Let's keep that separate
then. But I mean, having said that, this is just creating the committee that's always been there. Okay. We haven't had the committee since John took office, and I think it's time that we need to do it so we can actually examine the issues, not the end. But the lawsuit is not the concern of this committee unless it wants to be. But I don't think that's the purpose of it.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All in favor? Yeah. All in favor? I'll vote to move along to the legislature. I don't know what else in the legislature. Okay. Opposed? Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Ben. Resolution 192, approving the execution of contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Family Woodstock Office of Employment and Training. Second. Discussion.
Several dollars. This is our countywide year-round program. These are kids that left high school to graduate high school. And for this contract, they provide a case management service where they, you know, find the kids and get them into employment.
And once again, family could, I don't know how he does it, he makes like a meal out of a morsel of fish. Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Three, Resolution 193, approving an execution of contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, County of Wales, County Office of Employment and Training.
Second.
Discussion?
$100,000 for the summer employment program. We do about 125 kids. We have sponsoring businesses. We pay their salary for 5 weeks. United Way under this contract handles the payroll.
Yeah. 100% federal. Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 201, approving a home rule request for Senate Bill number S, I think that's 7448, and Assembly Bill number A9601, authorizing Ulster County to regulate the registration of licenses on taxi, gasoline, and any delivery vehicle. Second. Discussion? This revolves around with this gentleman we were in court the other day. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so carries. Thank you. 202, amending the Ulster County, the 2014 Ulster County budget to accept an appropriate additional workforce investment act and temporary assistance for relief families funding, Department of Employment and Training.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? This is all just pass through money?
Yeah, this is the money for the summer youth program.
Other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so carried. Old business, do you have any? New business? We have the interviews for the IPA this evening. Part of that is, I'll put that to the committee if you wish to go into executive session for those interviews. Make sure. What would be your
Is that a special meeting or who is getting interviewed tonight?
Those people minus that guy. So
I would just ask our attorney when we ask questions for the individual time. Convicted of a felony.
Could you convicted of a crime or
convicted of a felony, would that be something you'd ask in an open meeting?
No.
Why not? Because there's strangers in the room that don't have anything to do with
the executive session.
That's
the
reason. That's what you're determining.
Well, it's the personnel.
Any interview of personnel should be an executive session. You choose not to. But whether someone's been convicted of a felony or not is public record question. You can't, any crime is public record. They can choose not to answer it. But it's not covered by HIPAA, it's not covered by privilege. Are allowed to ask anyone to be convicted of a crime.
Have you been sitting out of
No, I didn't. So, what's our choice? Executive session?
Yeah.
Okay. Entertain a motion to...
So moved.
Second. Mayor Bett. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
This is just to conduct the interviews?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, our other business is done. Okay.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. Wednesday, we have... after the Oakland College, Mr. Latin.
And that's at what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Mr. Kenan and Mr. Lembo. I knew that. Livermore. I crushed out Livermore, so I crushed out. What time is our caucus?
Yeah.
Starts at 7.
What time is the hearing?
I thought caucus was 6.
I had
that's
6.
What I
well,
said.
Caucus is...
You have to 7. Yeah.
And Ways and Means 4:30.
No, Ways and Means 5:06. Caucus is 6 to 7. So where are we starting? Yeah.
Well, that's when we have the college rally college
presentation of the budget. Right?
Yeah.
The workshop too. College.
Yeah, at the college. That's where
the. Yeah, that's a good thing somebody said.
You know what? I just thought somebody said.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Do you have to come back here?
No, only put the newsroom over there.
Right, but in the past, it was totally new. We used to go to college, but that was kind of it.
So you have Ways and Means Committees at 5 o'clock.
I'll never miss it.
The workshop on the SUNY Ulster budget is at 6 p.m. The public hearing on the SUNY Ulster budget is at 6:30. Immediately following the public hearing is a joint meeting of Ways and Means and Legislative Programs, Education and Community Services Committees at 6:45. Immediately following the joint meeting caucus, which is expected to be around 7, is and then your special meeting of the Economic Development and Tourism is at 8 o'clock.
And this is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday,
you know. You know, I didn't think we did caucus when we went to college, did we?
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So that one we had
never heard any whole squad in Rossburg,
right? Meeting and then with caucus.
What is the joint meeting of that? That is actually at my students approved the budget.
Right. Okay. Where's we approving the budget?
Next Wednesday. Because the college's college's fiscal year begins.
Well, that's what they do, right?
This will all be listed. This is currently on, I'm reading this off the online calendar.
It's on the calendar. Yeah, I saw it the other day.
And then we also, it'll be in your weekly update, okay. Like that.
So we'll have those three. Is there something else?
Motion to adjourn.
And I thank everybody for their attention and their time tonight. I know it's been a long night, long day, so thank you all very much. Motion to adjourn. Second.
Nobody said it?
I did.
Anybody against it?
All in favor?
And they're all settled.
I'm just going to keep my whole patty.